listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns training camp presented by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers is here. Register now and reserve your spot at training camp. They are going fast, so visit clevelandbrowns.com to register today. That's clevelandbrowns.com. We want to hear your thoughts because, you know, one thing that is so interesting to me about this, Notorious, is that no football has been played since we left minicamp, and it was a total open competition then, and it was still a total open competition even after some of the antics, which have calmed down in the recent weeks. And then all of a sudden, literally, the night before training or the day before training camp is going to start, all signs, and there's Twitter's blowing up, all signs about in Cleveland, because I follow a lot of NFL people, all signs in Cleveland, Brian Hoyer starting week one, Brian Hoyer starting week one, players say it, coach say it, all signs, Brian Hoyer week one. Just very interesting timing about this.
It's interesting timing, and I don't put a lot of I don't put a lot of substance to it. I think it's for effect right now. I think the timing is very curious, and I think it's all about, too, trying to calm down the tidal wave a little bit, the Johnny wave that's anticipated and has been anticipated. You've had ESPN camped out here for almost a couple of days leading up to this, NFL Network. You're going to see a lot of the national presence, all kinds of writers and such coming through on their way to Canton, some of them on their way to Canton, and others just coming here because it's the Browns camp, and Manziel is here, and this is a more relevant camp than in past years. So they're going to show up. People who hadn't been here before, I've heard from nationally, who are swinging by, especially in the coming week or so. So I think part of this is to maybe calm that down, and I think it's a little transparent. I think it's a little. I think it's
You're
a little.
You're not buying it.
I'm not buying it. I think it's a little phony. I think it's a little maybe planted. I think there is a competition for this quarterback spot again. To just say that this thing is over before it starts is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is. It'll be.
That's not Peyton Manning. I love Brian Hoyer. That isn't Peyton Manning sitting there, or Tom Brady sitting there, or Drew Brees sitting there. This is basically a journeyman backup who is trying to find his way as
to
much
be a
as anybody
for
else.
The first time in his career.
A steady starter for the first time in his career. This is the guy who was third on the depth chart at last year's training camp. This was a guy who did very little in training camp last year to do anything, but had some moments in games that were impressive. But more than anything, what he is a lovable Cleveland story that we can all embrace. We put our arms around, and it's great. But it doesn't change the fact that you need greatness at the position, and if you've got greatness at the position from somebody else, the guy that you drafted to be great at the position, 22nd overall, that's the guy that it would be. It's the guy it has to be eventually. It has to be him. You've made that. Now, if Brian Hoyer is everything Manning and Brady combined and all of that in his time, and God, I hope he is, the first crack up and he does that, you know, the first crack that he gets at it and he goes for it and it takes off like
a
rocket.
We're filling the Liberty Ford F-150 with Oju.
Fine. And then you know what? Johnny was, well, they made that pick maybe next year for him.
That's
the only reason I'd want to see him parked to the side. Not for any other reason except that he's either not ready to do it or the guy doing it is so overwhelmingly great that you don't want to disrupt that.
I think people need to remember that whoever starts for the Cleveland Browns in week number one at quarterback will be making their first week one start as a quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, it is out there. That is in the mix. All right. We're going to the phones now, 216-578-0850. We are going to Jack in Boardman. Jack, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm stoked for training camp. Can't wait to get the season started.
Yeah, so are we.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely. So what was your list of questions? One of them was...
All right. So, if you're coming out to camp, or even if you're not, but if you were coming out to camp, who's the person you're most looking forward to seeing, player? Your favorite training camp memory, if you got one of those. And then if there was somebody for a kid, say, that you wanted to get an autograph or a photo for a player, who would it be?
Okay, absolutely. I'm going to Family Day in Akron on the 2nd.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. And I've got to say that probably like a lot of people, I want to get a close-up look at Johnny, see how he's doing. But I don't think he's going to be the week one starter. I think Hoyer's going to start. We got a pretty brutal first part of the season, and I think it's frankly pretty risky for the Browns to start Manziel week one. If he starts week one and goes 0-3 and struggles and they bench him after the bye week, then all of a sudden the question about him being a bust.
Jack, what do you want to see for when you watch Manziel specifically? Because you've watched him, obviously, on TV. We all have. And right. You saw him. And so when you see him on the field, say, for the first time in an NFL training camp practice, what are you looking for?
Well, you know, I don't know that we're going to see it in a training camp practice because, you know, things are fairly controlled and easy. Really what I'm looking forward to seeing is him in a preseason game where you get the first look at him at the NFL speed and if he can manage that.
All right, we're having a little technical difficulty here. We're going to try Hiram in Cleveland. Hiram calls us quite a bit. Welcome to the show. What's up, Hiram?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to give you a couple of general thoughts. excuse me. Something is bothering me about Mike Pettine. And, the more I've been around a long time and the more I listen to him, the more I like. But it is something that he reminds me a little bit of Bill Belichick, to be frank with you. But something is bothering me about him. You know, when I look at the quarterback situation and the defensive back situation, it's bothering me. Because a true competition means there's no front runner. What Pete Carroll did in Seattle with Matt Flynn and the quarterback, I forget his name, the quarterback that
Russell Wilson.
That was a true competition. There was no front runner.
Hiram, that's not true. Matt Flynn was brought in there to start, and Russell Wilson was considered to be a third-round pick who was going to be a backup that wasn't even in the starting conversation. They just paid Matt Flynn a big pile of money to be the starter, and Russell Wilson just came in and flat kicked his butt.
Now, if you talk with, and I have, about Pete Carroll about this topic, what he'll say is, yes, they went in with Matt Flynn as the free agent signee, but they were open-minded about the competition. I mean, at least that's the revisionist history on this thing, is that when camp began, John Schneider, the general manager, and Pete Carroll said that there were no rules that said, even though there was a heavy investment made in Flynn to pick him up, that they weren't going to just hand him the job. And Russell Wilson showed quickly, I mean immediately, that he – you know, that he should or deserve to be out there. Ed on a cell wants to join us now. Hello, Ed. Ed, you with us?
I'd like to see Joel Bitonio and Justin Gilbert. These guys are touted as being the best at their position, and I'd really like to see that. Hello?
Those are two good calls, Ed, and we're looking for the same thing, and hopefully – with Bitonio, the health, we'll find out about that later tonight. I know Mike Pettine is going to address the media, and we'll see where Joel stands with regard to the ankle sprain that he developed during the offseason. We'll also find out, with regard to Gilbert, how ready he is when he's covering more experienced receivers. He's been out there for some 7-on-7 drills, and he's still finding his way, Nathan.
He is. And you know, it's going to be very interesting because – I get the sense for me, the one rookie, not that I'm concerned about, the one that I have the least concerns about or that I fully expect to be a day one starter is definitely Joel Bitonio.
Yes.
The only concern I have about him is his health. I think if Joel Bitonio is healthy and he passed his conditioning test, he's not on the NFI, so we know that's good.
He should be
out there starting tomorrow. I have no concerns about him. Justin Gilbert's in a little bit of a battle. He's in a battle with Buster Skrine to be that outside corner, and I think it's a battle that we want. And I think that the coaches want, everybody wants ultimately Justin Gilbert to win. That's why you drafted him 8th overall. He was the number one cornerback on your board. He's built at 6 foot, 202 pounds and a 4.340, long arms to play that press man coverage that is a hallmark of the Mike Pettine and now Jim O'Neill defenses. So that's one that I want to see him too. Yeah. And I want to see him come in and become that second lockdown corner opposite Joe Haden. Because when you move Buster Skrine in the slot, Buster Skrine gave up about a yard per cover route run in the slot. That was top 9 in the NFL. So he is one of the better slot corners in the National Football League. And if you can put him where he's going to be at his best and get Gilbert out there, I think it keys everything for what they want to do on defense.
It's where Buster belongs. He belongs there. He's good at that role. He's built for that role, suited for that role. Lavelle wants to talk with us right now from Cleveland. Hello, Lavelle.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Lavelle?
I am doing phenomenal. If I could get anybody's autograph, I would love to get a Brian Hoyer autograph. I am a big supporter of Brian Hoyer, and I do think he will be very good this coming season. And I have one question for you guys. I don't know if I'm the only one who's seen it playing out this way. But hypothetically, what if Brian Hoyer does you know, perform very well and, you know, lead the Browns to playoffs or, you know, division game or AFC championship, something of that nature, then isn't the Browns in sort of a conundrum with having a 22 overall pick on the roster who didn't lead to there?
Yes, like, and no. It's a great problem that they hope that I pray they have. I would love that problem. It would be the greatest problem in the world, that the guy you put out there, if indeed he is the guy put out there from day one, the only way he's going to end, the scenario is going to end out the way you projected, is that it starts, I think, very well for him, or certainly quickly enough to get there. And history shows us you've got to get off to a pretty quick start to get to that scenario you're talking about. But yes, it would. And then what would be the conundrum? The conundrum is, okay, you've got him and you stick with him. And then maybe next year you see what you have at quarterback competition-wise. But meanwhile, there's a contract for Hoyer that's going to would have to be addressed. This would influence that greatly. Would his agent, Joe Linta, want to keep him with the Cleveland Browns? I don't know. That'll create a whole new scenario, but a great problem. I hope the Browns have that to deal with. And who cares about the controversy an unhappy Johnny Manziel or whatever over the idea that he's sitting and watching while this other guy's leading them to wins. Again, it's about the wins, and that's how it works. Don't worry, Mike Pettine would have a great would love if that's a problem for him. Ray Farmer would love if that's a problem for him. So it's nothing in my book. It's a good thing. Let's hope that
great quarterback
happens.
Play is great.
Is
I'll
great.
Take it.
There's
I don't
no,
care
there's
who
never
it is.
A bad thing. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, going to join us next. We're going to hear from him, get his training camp thoughts, maybe get a memory or two from him about the training camps, the many he has seen here in Berea. He is Nathan. I'm Vic. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Throwing on these boots and making that